This is the Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel." And John testified, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God.'" The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I invite you to be seated. What are you looking for? Jesus asks these two folks who've been with John the Baptist and have decided to follow him. What are you looking for? That's a big question. Maybe I'm overthinking it. Maybe Jesus was just like recognized he was being followed, and like any of us who maybe have been followed, we turn around like, "What do you want?" But it seems to be a deeper question than that. What are you looking for? In fact, it's such a question that they seem kind of not quite sure how to answer right away. They're just like, where are you going? Where do you stay? Where are you staying? To be honest, this is a hard question to answer sometimes. It takes self-reflection and self-searching, maybe even a great sense of vulnerability to say, like, what are we actually after? What are you looking for? What do you want? What are you seeking? I know for me, this question brings up a lot of different answers, and it's probably answered differently at almost every time in my life. What are you looking for? Are you looking for just a little bit more? Maybe I don't know what the more is, but if I had it, I'd know, and then I'd be happy. What are you looking for? Maybe you're looking for the perfect job and the perfect house and the perfect family that you don't have to worry about anymore, and you can just finally then be satisfied. What am I looking for? Am I looking for money? Success? And how do I define that success? Am I looking for the good life? What does that even mean anymore? Maybe when it gets down to it,
these disciples are kind of in the right spot. They don't, sometimes I don't know what I'm looking for. I don't know what I'm looking for. Maybe our anthem is that opening track from YouTube's album, Joshua Tree, right? Like, but I still haven't found what I'm looking for. Did I get my track numbers right?
Okay, I think so too. I didn't do my research. I'm asking my folks who I know have listened to at least a little bit of YouTube.
Dad, did I get it? You know? Right? Like, I've climbed the highest mountain. I've scaled these city walls. And I still haven't found what I'm looking for. Maybe that's the amount of vulnerability we need. I don't even know the answer to what it is that I'm seeking. I still haven't found what I'm looking for. I think Jesus knows what he's looking for. I think Jesus knows what he's looking for, and I think he's found it. Because it's you. What Jesus is looking for is you. It's not so much a what as it ends up being a who, which in fact is how he responds to these disciples when they say, "Where are you staying?" And he says, "Come and see." You see, I think Jesus is not quite having the same conversation that these disciples think they're having. Well, like, we just want to know where you are. Jesus is like, "No, no, no. What are you looking for?" Jesus says, "Come and see." And what they will find throughout the rest of the gospel narrative, throughout the rest of their lives, is what they were looking for was really who they were looking for. In this person of Jesus and what it means to follow him, they come and they see. And what they realize is that Jesus knows what he's looking for. He's looking for right relationship with God and with us to bring God's better way of living, God's kingdom into this world here and now. And God, in the person of Jesus, has come to find us even when we haven't found what we're looking for. And in this Epiphany season of revelation, when Jesus is revealed to us, maybe it's God revealing what we've been looking for. And it's a who. It's a relationship with Jesus, with God, with the body of Christ, our neighbors, our brothers and sisters. It's right relationship with the whole world and with God and all of creation. Because what they see when they listen to Jesus and they come and see and they follow him is the creation of a new community. Not only are their lives made new, and they come to understand potentially, though the disciples get it wrong again and again, which gives me a lot of comfort in the times when I don't quite get it right. They come to see that not only is this about a new way of living for me, but for us. This is about the creation of a new type of community, a beloved community together. And Jesus comes and finds us and ushers us into the kingdom of God. He brings it near. He invites us to live in it now. And so when we're sure, Jesus finds us when we're sure we know what we're looking for. When I'm like, I'm looking for a $250,000 a year salary. When we're sure that's what we're looking for, Jesus comes and finds us and says, "What you're looking for is me, and what you need, you already have." And when we have no idea what we're looking for, when we still haven't found it and we've searched high and low, Jesus comes and finds us and says, "Here I am. Come and see, come and follow." When it gets down to it, this is what we're looking for and who we're looking for. This is why John points the way again and again, right? Like, he's like, In our text today, right, John is talking as he's already baptized Jesus, but Jesus is still like hanging out in the area, and he sees him and walks by, and John is like, "There he is, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." The next day, "There he is, the Lamb of God." And these two disciples seem to get it at least enough to be like, "Hey, there he is. What I'm looking for." Jesus Jesus says, come and see, come and follow. We are looking for the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. We're looking for a broken creation to be made whole. We're looking for a life that's in pieces to be loved to new life. We're looking for direction and guidance, and we're met by the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus brings this reign of shalom, of wholeness, of peace. Jesus comes, as he will say in the 10th chapter of John, that they may have life and have it abundantly, that we might have life. Jesus says, are you looking for the good life? Here I am. He brings life and a life abundantly, creates a new community of reconciled followers in right relationship with God and with one another. And this is what we live and bear witness to. Like the psalmist, may we be so bold as to say, God, you have found us when we were stuck in the muck and mire and brought us out. And I have not concealed the good news of your steadfast love, but I have shared it. I have told it and I have lived it. I've shared it with those around me. This is what God forms and reforms us into by grace through faithfulness. Maybe you recognize the invitation from the table week after week. Come and see. Come taste and see. Jesus comes to us again and again and again. And Jesus offers the invitation to come and see and loves us to new life. So maybe we still haven't found what we're looking for, but who we're looking for has found us.